What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about an overview of each of the major social media platforms at this point in 2023. So I'm just going to go through each one. This episode doesn't have as much plan and structure to it. It is going to be me giving you all my raw thoughts on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and then we'll talk briefly about LinkedIn and Facebook even. I'm going to be very brief with those two. And it should give you some insight whether you are a B2C business, B2B, wherever you're at. Just give you an honest assessment of if you should even be spending time over there at all. Because I've actually talked to some of you that are posting on platforms that you're better off just not even worrying about it, in my opinion. I know the general consensus a lot of the times is just higher quantity content all over the place, but it does come at a cost of either time or you paying someone to do it. Even if you are repurposing content onto other platforms, there's always going to be some extra steps than just posting the content on one platform and having it auto share somewhere else. The only time that happens is on Instagram, and we can auto share it to Facebook. Otherwise, it doesn't exist. We are always having to make some kind of adjustments in order to repurpose, and they might not even be necessary. So to start off, let's get LinkedIn and Facebook out of the way. LinkedIn, if you really want to know about it, listen to an episode within the last five episodes from here with Hala Taha. So it's called Everything LinkedIn Marketing 2023. Oh no, it's called LinkedIn Marketing Masterclass. And that will give you how to do hashtags, how you should set up your company page, your personal page. And I've also done an interview with someone named Bill McCormick in the past, if you want to look that up. And that between those two episodes, you should understand LinkedIn from a basic to intermediate level of how to get a strategy going. Now, if you should be on there, it is a more professional social media platform overall. So the language is different. There is always something to say about, are you excited to be on there? For me, I'm not excited to be on there. I don't really care about posting quotes from myself. I've seen it do very well for some people. I think if you are trying to be an influencer of any kind in the marketing space, business space, or even fitness space, if you really want to gain that celebrity-like influencer status like Hala Taha has, she has really surrounded herself with celebrities, with people that she interviews on her podcast. And if you really get to know her story, you see that she doesn't come from much different beginnings than a lot of us. It's not like she became this celebrity entrepreneur, even though she's not like a Gary Vaynerchuk status, but he would be an example of what I'm talking about as well. If you're trying to be a celebrity influencer entrepreneur, business coach, that really is necessary to unlock that really high level, I've found. So for me, I'm not really famous. Even if I went to a business conference, I probably wouldn't get recognized. If I ran a Facebook or Instagram ad campaign at large scale and or even just kept up with what I was doing for long enough, I would start to get into that realm. But Hala has so many followers on LinkedIn, and she's one of the biggest pages on there, that her reach has kind of made her a celebrity on that platform. And like I said, she's been surrounded by so many top people that LinkedIn would have to be part of your strategy if you're trying to achieve that level. It is a lot of employees and people that are looking for jobs. I always get kind of motivated to be an entrepreneur whenever I go on LinkedIn, because I see people talking about, oh, I got promoted here or hired over here. And I'm like, man, I'm so glad I don't have to play that game. It just doesn't sound fun to me, or something that I would be that proud of accomplishing. Sorry, not to belittle it. It's just like it wouldn't really mean that much to me compared to opening my own business or selling a company or coming up with some kind of new invention, even if it is riskier and everything else that goes along with it. It's just not really a game that I want to play, and it's a nice reminder that that entrepreneurship is where I would rather play my cards. So LinkedIn, for those of you e-commerce businesses out there, I've talked to some artists. This is a business that I think a lot of people would generally think would not belong on LinkedIn, people posting their art. I've heard from some artists that they're getting some high-paying custom work jobs from LinkedIn. So there is always something to say is like, might as well try it. If you're like, I'm not sure, and from Derek's podcast, it sounds like I don't need to be on there, but I haven't tried it yet. So let's just go throw some posts over there. Let's take some of my previous work that's done well on Instagram. This is what you could do. If you ever want to test if a platform would work for you or not, take your top five performing Instagram posts and then move them over to that platform. And if those don't do well, I mean, it's hard to say whether it do well or not, because if you're posting from a zero follower account, then obviously you can't be that impatient with seeing results. But hopefully you have enough wisdom to know what I'm talking about here. At least just go give yourself a test over there and see how it goes, and get knowledgeable with how the posting platform works, how much work it would entail for you to convert your Instagram content over to there. Because if you don't know that answer yet, you can't really make a decision on if it's going to be worth your time going over there. LinkedIn videos don't work as well. Pictures work better, and 4x5 vertical images work the best. This is stuff from Hala Taha's interview where she talks about the algorithm, and you want to use 3 to 5 hashtags, or I think she said just 3 hashtags actually. So go listen to that episode if you really want to get the details on how to post over there. But for any of you that are looking to bring your business over there, just know that posting as your personal page, your personal page has a lot more benefits than a company page. So it's almost better to post from your company page and then reshare it onto your personal page, or vice versa, and have your personal page kind of be like the representation of your company. For a lot of you, this is really easy, especially if you're an artist, you are the face of your brand. Someone like me as a coach, I'm the face of my brand, so it's no problem posting from my personal profile and it being my business, because it will say Derek Vidal, founder of socialbamboo.com right underneath it. So it's obvious. Just make sure that it says founder of your company. And then whenever you're posting from your personal page, they can instantly see that it's kind of coming from your company. If you are an e-commerce brand, this is where I'll make an example of like the Bang energy drink. The Bang CEO was really big with the Bang energy drink. They would do a lot of affiliate campaigns with influencers, and they'd have them post it, but they'd always be like, hey, make sure you follow Bang energy drink as well as the Bang CEO. He was trying to also be like that personal brand with it. And that's kind of what you have to do on LinkedIn, is be the personal profile. So this would be another disqualifier if you know that you have nothing to do with any of your posts, you've never been in any of the reels, and your personal brand is completely dissociated from your company. That would be a time where I'd say being on LinkedIn would probably not make as much sense for you. Let's move on to Facebook. That was more than I wanted to cover on LinkedIn, but this is the episode where I'm just giving you all my raw thoughts on it so you can make the best decision for yourself. Facebook, you might as well have your Instagram posts share over there. There are people getting a ton of views on Facebook Reels. This will only work for you if you have more general content. And general content, I mean, is a piece of content that anyone could see and it have some value for. So if you are posting fitness workouts, this can work okay because so many people are interested in it, but it's not to the level that everyone would be interested in a clip from the Steve Harvey show. So what you'll see on Facebook Reels is a lot of clips from TV shows, or a lot of misleading videos where people, like there's a guy named Justin Flom that does these videos where he's just like showing you this tutorial on random shit. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you can go check him out. FLOM is his last name. But he makes these videos that are just super fake. Maybe he'll be running a prank on someone and they'll be totally in on it. And they'll just design the whole thing around having a high watch time. So there's a lot of videos that kind of hack the video algorithm that exists on Facebook Reels. And then there's a lot of general content that anyone could get some entertainment value from. It's difficult to have niche content do well on Facebook Reels. So I wouldn't worry about doing anything more than just having your Instagram Reels to share to the Facebook Reel feed unless you are posting very general content. So if you are a travel influencer, anyone could take value from seeing a video of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. So like stuff like that will do very well on Facebook Reels. And it is better to just post directly to Facebook Reels than to share your Instagram Reel to Facebook. So you will actually want to go on Facebook and post it from your page if you have more general content. Other than that, Facebook groups, I'm done with them. If you get value from them, there you go. I don't really care, but I have seen that businesses that have a clientele that is usually over 40 still do find better results from their Facebook ads than from their Instagram ads. So there is something to say about 40 plus still mostly live on Facebook. So if that's the main demographic you're going for, you should have a presence over there. Let's move on to Instagram. So regular posts still do have a lot of power to them. It's not just all about Reels. Reels is still going to be the highest reach that you have for getting to people outside of your following. Your regular posts will show to your current followers very well. The issue with why people see such better results from their Reels is because if you scroll down the feed,
did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
The Reel takes up like the entire screen when you're going down the feed, but when you see these like square image posts, it only takes up a little bit of real estate. And when everything was the same size, then it wasn't that big of a deal. But just as I preached for the longest time about how you have to do 4x5 vertical images instead of 1x1 posts to get a lot more reach on them and just a lot more engagement, just people stopping on them is really what it was. The chance that someone would stop on your post was just so much more likely with a 4x5 vertical image than a 1x1. And you can still do that. And they were talking about rolling out 9x16 photos. And I did see some, but it doesn't look like they're going to go through with it, which I appreciate because usually Instagram, whenever they say, we are testing this feature in Australia right now, it just always gets approved. So it seems like, are you really testing it or are you just kind of rolling it out and then making some tweaks before you roll it out to everyone, but it's already decided that it's going to go out to the world? So I'm glad 9x16 photos aren't a thing. I think it would be kind of annoying to try to make those work. I appreciate that they didn't become a thing. But on the feed, these Reels, even before you click on them and expand to full screen, the preview is very large. And it just makes it that much easier to skip over the 1x1 post or even the horizontal images, which are even worse. So I would still incorporate carousels and single image posts whenever you want to. Don't forget that your feed should still be largely curated based off of what you're excited to post, what you think people will want to see, what is truly valuable. That should always be your North Star for decision making. Way more so than, oh, Derek said the algorithm likes this right now. when I say stuff like that, you want to try to cater your message to it when you can. And if there's ever a time, like at the beginning of Reels, where it's like, okay, you're going to get 10,000 views no matter what if you post within the first few months of Reels being around, then I can more pull a red alarm and say, everyone, you need to convert your strategy to this. But at this time, if that post is so much better communicated through a carousel, then do that. If that's what you're excited to post, then that's what your followers will probably be excited to see as well. So don't forget to have that be your main reason of why you post something or not, more so than what the algorithm prefers at a certain time. Story posts. The thing that really kills story engagement, if you're seeing a lot less story views, which is normal for a lot of people. It's funny because my personal page, which has 660 followers, gets like 180 views on my story. And then on my 10K account, I'll get either 50 views on my story or 700. And that's from my business account. And the difference is when your stories get exited from, then that's when it like throws that red flag to Instagram that it's like something that people don't want to see. And it seems like it's a lot more picky with business accounts than it is personal accounts. Anytime there's been theories around discrepancies between personal accounts and business accounts, Instagram has come out and said it's not true. We want you to feel comfortable becoming a business account if you're a business and not thinking it's going to ruin your reach. But in this case, it's kind of a crazy discrepancy. So the posts that have done well for me getting that 700 plus story impressions on my Social Bamboo account is when I just post a blank screen with some text on it. So like even if it's a ton of text on one slide, if I just go on some kind of rant and post a couple paragraphs and just cram it all into one or two slides, that is what gets me a ton of impressions. And the reason why is people spend so much time on that slide and they hold it down and they read through the whole thing. And it really does stop the scroll. You wouldn't think so, a ton of text, like you would think that would create overwhelm, but it is something that people aren't used to seeing. And if you can start that sentence off strong where it's, you know, really interesting and you get into an interesting point right away, then a lot of people will read the whole thing and it just shows the story algorithm that this is a really interesting story. And that it's been like this for about a year and a half now, but the story algorithm used to just be like, here are your best friends at the top of the feed. And now it still does that, but it's like, here are your best friends. And then the next few stories are what we have seen to be the most entertaining stories right now. So if people are spending a ton of time on it, you'll get that boost. Even with people that don't typically watch your story, this would be your chance to really get in there. If you post some kind of video and people skip over it right away, it really is a watch time algorithm like most algorithms are nowadays. So if you do like one or two slides and people watch them entirely, that's going to do better than you posting eight slides of a beautiful trip to Europe and you film like all these like 20-second little bits per slide and a lot of people don't finish them and a lot of people exit off the story. That really seems to kill it. And unfortunately, that's more what should be on a story is the eight video slides of a trip. And you still want to do that. People will watch it. You want to still cater to what you think your followers would want. But I will say if I'm ever really trying to get a lot of views on my story and get some kind of message out there, I will probably do a basic text slide with a lot of text on each slide and just make a lot of people stop on it and read the whole thing and spend a bunch of time on it because it seems to jump me up to 10 times of what I'm typically used to if I just do a normal story of my day and people exit off of it. So that's kind of an Instagram overview. 100% of businesses need to be on there. And as far as how much you should post, the answer has been the same for a long time. but it's as much as you can post quality content that you feel like your followers would want to see. And I'll talk about where I've kind of drawn the line on some of my content recently as we get into YouTube and TikTok next. Like, how does my 9x16 vertical video strategy translate across each platform? So my recent interview with Hala Taha, I got 6 podcast clips from it. I posted all 6 clips on TikTok, all 6 clips on YouTube Shorts, and I posted 3 of them on Instagram Reels. And it would have been totally fine if I posted all 6. But the reason I didn't is on Instagram, your post is going to show to pretty much everyone who follows you. And then on TikTok and YouTube, it's going to go out and find people who have never heard of you before. So I want the 6 chances to go out and find people that have never heard of me before. With my own audience of people who are mostly looking to grow on Instagram, we talk about LinkedIn once a year. It just felt better to me to just post 3 of them on there that I thought were more relevant. One of them, she talks about moving your Instagram Reels over to LinkedIn. So that one was more relevant. So that's why I included that one. But I didn't really feel like my followers needed to see 6 posts about LinkedIn when I knew a lot of those people on Instagram are following me more for Instagram information or just general entrepreneurship stuff. So that's just kind of where I drew the line there. I know that I'm posting to an audience of people who have followed me for a long time, and I'm catering the content to what I think they would like. And then on TikTok and YouTube, I'm posting as if these are people who have never heard of me, and the quantity game is a little bit more acceptable for me to play over there. I would even post all 6 shorts on one day, or I'd post all 6 TikToks on one day. But those Instagrams, I posted a day apart each time because I think it's better to just be on someone's feed once in a day rather than be like, oh, damn, it's Derek, like 3 times in one day. I'm almost more posting to not get unfollowers on Instagram. And I know that's not the best growth strategy, but I've just found that I'm not really trying to play the viral reels game because I've seen what Instagram coaches such as Insta Coach Mike or Brock Johnson, and you know, there's plenty of others, but those are the 2 guys that I would kind of have to more adapt their style to go viral with my reels. And it's just not really what I want to do. My podcast clips, I feel like are much more valuable. And those don't really go viral that often. So they might, but I'm not really trying to play the quantity game on Instagram. I'm more just trying to nurture podcasts, my current audience. So it's like where my podcast listeners and YouTube audience go to, and then that's where they can keep up with me is more how I see Instagram. TikTok is finally hard to get follows. It used to be a follow frenzy 2 years or more ago where people were just trying to find, who should I follow? Like, I don't follow anyone. Like, anyone who shows me a cool post, I'll follow you because I'm following 8 people. And their, you know, their threshold for when them choosing to follow someone was really low. And I haven't found that now. However, TikTok's algorithm is the best of any social media algorithm by far, and it's not even close. If you are posting very niche content, or even niche content of any kind, which is most of you, you need to be on TikTok because the only people who will see your post are people who would like it. If you're thinking, oh, I only would care about finding people who are 35 to 50 that are within a 60-mile radius of where I live and are interested in clay pottery, you should be posting on TikTok. Because if you do hashtag clay pottery, hashtag Denver, hashtag Colorado check, boom, you did it. You just found all of your local audience who cares about clay pottery. It is that good. On Instagram, you could do 30 hashtags that tell Instagram exactly who you're looking for. You can geotag that post and you will still find a ton of people that want nothing to do with clay pottery and don't live anywhere near you. So especially if you're a local business, TikTok's algorithm is the only one that gives a boost to local people when you tell it to. If you simply use a hashtag for your local area, it will know that you're looking for local people and it will show to a significantly higher percentage of people in your local area. If you are doing these niche products and you only want it to get in front of people who actually care, you will still find that TikTok not only can find those people, but deliver it to them at the time of day that they would be most likely to engage with it. So there are times that you'll have TikTok posts that will just slowly gain views over time. And it's because it's a very niche subject, but it will know that if someone finally gets back on that subject, like if I post the LinkedIn tips on there on TikTok, if someone is researching LinkedIn in a couple weeks, there's a good chance that they'll see those six clips from the Hala Taha interview because it's getting served to them at the time that they want it. So really everyone should be on TikTok, but I will say if you scroll through your feed, you're going to see exactly what you want to see. And that might not include the type of content that you're posting. So, you know, I don't really research LinkedIn tips, so I wouldn't see my own post there. So it will feel sometimes that if you're scrolling TikTok that you wouldn't belong there, but you need to know it's because your feed is so curated to you that the only time someone is going to see whatever you're posting is if it would be curated for them. So I would absolutely recommend getting on over there. And you can even start by downloading a bunch of your reels and posting them on there. And yeah, simple as that. Just do 3 to 5 hashtags. It's so much simpler to post on TikTok than reels, by the way. There's a lot less steps. So don't think, oh, I'm still trying to figure out Instagram. This makes no sense, by the way. Oh, I don't want to get started on Pinterest yet. I'm still trying to figure out Instagram. Oh, I don't want to get started on YouTube Shorts yet or YouTube at all because I'm still trying to figure out Facebook. All these platforms take 10 minutes to figure out how to do a post, all right? Like this is not a legit excuse at all. And the amount of people who make this is a ton of you. And when I'm telling you, you just need to be posting the same kind of content on these other platforms, you need to not have, oh, well, I'm still trying to figure out Instagram as an excuse for why you don't just go post that same reel on TikTok. You make an account, it's step by step, you click create post, you click on the video, you put some hashtags in a caption and you click post. It's the same thing. There's no learning curve over there. It's a platform for freaking elementary school kids, like the kids mode on TikTok. Like they can figure it out. You can get a post over there. It's not something that you need to wait on getting your Instagram strategy perfected before you can, you know, go multi-purpose your content over there. So last one we're going to talk about is YouTube. YouTube breaks down into full-length YouTube videos and YouTube Shorts. The explanation on if you should be on YouTube Shorts or not is simply if you post 9x16 content at all, which should be all of you. So if you're on Reels or TikTok, there are always some of those that belong on YouTube Shorts, and you have no reason not to post it. The algorithm right now is favoring all accounts fairly equally for getting you a couple hundred, if not 1,000 views. So even if you have 0 subscribers, if you go post something that is pretty good content and you do your title correctly and you do your keywords correctly and the logistics behind the scenes with your post, if you know how to do a YouTube post, and that could be a future episode that we do very soon where I just walk you through posting a YouTube video or a YouTube short and showing you the little tricks that you need to know. If you can do all the tactical things correctly, you have a good chance of still getting a few hundred, if not 1,000 views on that YouTube short. So 100% of you that are doing either Reels or TikTok need to be on YouTube Shorts right now. And I might even not say that in a couple months, but right now how the algorithm works, it will give you a few hundred views just to test your content out. As far as how to use YouTube Shorts really effectively, when I do a full length YouTube video, if I do clips from it in Shorts and then have a pinned comment that links to the full video, this can get me a few extra views. I will say though, for those of you who do educational content, if you just put the highlights of your podcast in the shorts, which is really the best way to do it, it's going to get the most likes on those shorts. Like if I post an Instagram reel and I say, all right, here's three Instagram hacks to get more reach, and then I cover all three hacks, that post is going to get a lot of likes. However, I did satisfy all the value that you were looking for in that short. So you don't really need to go watch the full length, or in the case of the reel, you don't need to go watch the full length podcast episode. You're like, cool, thank you for the value, and you're good. So it's hard for it to translate to views on the full length piece of content unless it's used more as a trailer. So for some of you, if you can find a way to do it like this, I've seen some creators that do vlogs where their YouTube shorts are more like trailers that just bring you to the cliffhanger. So it'll bring you to a part of the video that you'll really want to see what happens next, and then it will link the full video. And I'm sure those convert better into views of your full length play. But at the minimum, if you're doing podcasts or you're doing any kind of educational content, if you can get some clips made and then have those linked to the full video, that would be a way to drive some extra traffic. If you should do full videos or not, comes down to you knowing what happens right before someone buys your product. You always want to make your decisions around if you need to be on a social media platform or not by reverse engineering from how someone buys your product. So for me, I sell an Instagram ads consulting package. So which person is more likely to convert? Someone who is scrolling Instagram and then sees a video from me that says 5 tips to increase your ROI on Instagram ads. And then at the end, I say, book a free call with me if you would like some more help. Or someone who goes on YouTube and types in how to run Instagram ads 2023, finds my video, then I give them tips, and then I say, if you'd like more help, book a call with me. The person on YouTube is way more likely to book a call because on Instagram, they are just there scrolling the feed and they are looking to be entertained and they are killing some time. And maybe I am catching them at a perfect time in their life where they were looking to run Instagram ads. But the person who typed in how to run Instagram ads on YouTube is for sure looking for help with it right then and there. So 100 views on YouTube on a video on how to run Instagram ads, one of those will probably convert to a phone call for me. But I would need at least 20,000 views on an Instagram reel that was teaching the same content for one of those to turn into a booked phone call, maybe even more. And if you are looking for someone at a very specific time in their life to sell them your product, that is when you're really going to want to be on YouTube. If you're selling clothing, then you don't need to catch someone at a very specific time in their life for them to want to buy your shirt if they love your clothing. If you show them a shirt that they just gotta have, it doesn't matter that they already have some other shirts. As long as you're catching them with some expendable income, you're totally good. You don't need to be catching this person at a very specific time of their life unless you're selling like a suit or something that people might not always be shopping for. In that case, then if you're a suit company, then having a YouTube channel of how to pick out a nice suit or how to get your suit tailored, it might be a better idea because you are looking for someone at a very specific time. Maybe they're looking for a suit for a wedding or they're looking for a suit for a business conference and it's time sensitive. So in those cases, having a YouTube channel where you know that someone is about to, when someone types in this phrase, they are very likely to buy my product. That is when you want to have a YouTube channel so that you can create content that can find people that are actively looking for you. So that's pull marketing, and then push marketing is the Instagram and TikTok where you're putting it in front of them. If your product is something that people don't even know it exists until they see it, like a unique piece of clothing, or if you have a new invention, then that's when you're going to have to resort to more Instagram and TikTok type marketing. But anytime that someone is actively searching for your product, or they would be typing in how to solve a problem that your product solves. So in the case of if you sold a product that was like a really nice ring light that that content creators used, there are some people that are typing in ring light or buy ring light, and you want to come up when they would search that, or on YouTube, it would be something like best ring lights. And then you could have a video on best ring lights and then cover yours as one of them. Or they could be typing in how to get better lighting in my videos. And then in that case, you would want a video that solves that problem by introducing your light. So sometimes people search for your product, and then sometimes people search for the problem around it. But you want to know what happens in someone's mind right before they buy my product. And if I can see a YouTube video catering to one of these questions that they would have very well, that's when you absolutely need to get into full-length YouTube videos. So pretty much all of you should be at the minimum doing shorts. And again, if you're still figuring out the other platforms, it doesn't matter. You already have a YouTube account. If you have a Gmail account, you just need to click add short, like upload the short and post it. It really doesn't take very many steps. But if you subscribe, I will be coming out with the video on how to post a YouTube short and how to post a YouTube video in April. I'm going to decide on that right now. Those will be coming out in April. So if that would be valuable for you, make sure you're subscribed, and I will talk to you on Thursday.